going to town was a big deal because we didn't do it very often. An enormous place. All 528 people that lived there at the time. Main Street was just wonderful because we had, besides the mercantile store, there was a dry goods store, there was a harness shop, there was a restaurant, there was a hotel, Hotz's Hardware store. My dad and I, we would go down to Hotz's Hardware, and there in the back of Hotz's Hardware were a whole bunch of old timers gathered to share stories with each other, lie to each other, I suppose you might say. And I was always along, and the stories were just wonderful. And I heard them over and over again as these old timers would talk about what life, how things were going, how the cows were milking, how the pastures were doing, and how it was last year when things were better, and how 40 years ago they were so much better still. And there are people who are natural storytellers, and many of these farmers were. Some of them were tremendous embellishers, because they would tell the same story over and over again, and every time it's different. And we had one neighbor, he was so special, he just out and out lied. He created stories out of whole cloth. I would just sit there listening, because this guy was telling stories that just made no sense at all. And I thought, this is a wonderful story. It is so much not true, I'm sure.
Well, here's a really nice one. There's nothing better than
pickles were a very important part of our life in those days. To earn a little money that we could use at the mercantile in Wild Rose. Every farmer in the days when I was a kid in central Wisconsin had a pickle patch, as we referred to it. Cucumbers, half an acre, sometimes an acre. The size of the cucumber patch depended on the size of the family, as the kids did all of the picking. We would pick them into pails. Oh, what a back-breaking job it was. But cucumber money was our money. It was a way for farm kids who didn't have any money. There wasn't such a thing as an allowance. We didn't know what that meant. It was money used to buy a bicycle, to buy Christmas presents, maybe a .22 rifle. And at the end of the day, we would pile all these sacks of cucumbers into the back of the Plymouth, drive to Wild Rose to the H.J. Hines Salting Station. They were dumped into a sorter that separated the number ones, the little short gherkins, from the number fives, the big old dills, and we received our check. In those days, number one cucumbers sold for $25 a hundred, but you never got 100 pounds in 100 years. They were just little tiny things the size of your little finger. And the number fives that were fun to pick because you could grab hold of them and they weren't hiding under some leaf, well, 50 cents a hundred, if you were lucky, sometimes a quarter. That is an enormous old black willow. My goodness. Yeah. I was looking to see if I could find the nail holes. Couldn't find them. Tuesday evenings, that was the night for free movies, and we would all hurry at the farm to get the chores done, drive down to Wild Rose. And on the banks of the mill pond, there was an incline, and there had been set up planks for seating. The operator of the free movie would arrive, and he would set up this machine, and the screen was a bed sheet that he somehow fastened to a 2x4 that was nailed against a big old black willow tree that hung over the mill pond. And the main feature was sometimes would be Gene Autry, sometimes it would be Roy Rogers. I mean, it was absolutely wonderful as we sat there and you could hear the bullfrogs down in the mill pond, and you could hear later in the summer the crickets. And I remember, this was in 1945, World War II. Many, many young men from Wild Rose had gone off to the war. And VE Day, Victory in Europe, had occurred somewhat earlier. And now we're waiting for VJ Day, when Japan would finally give up. And we're sitting at the free show, waiting for the movie to come on. And then we hear gunshots, for heaven's sakes. And we all look around. And we look, and coming down Main Street in a kind of a jagged line, were the World War I veterans who were in the American Legion, and they were shooting their M1 rifles into the air, and they were yelling, "The war is over, the war is over," and pretty soon the entire crowd was joining in, throwing their hats into the air and yelling, "The war is over," and people were jumping up and down, and the taverns, everybody poured out of the taverns, and pretty soon we were all on Main Street, and we were ignoring the movie. Nobody paid any attention to Gene Autry. Even my dad, who was not much for celebrating, I saw him celebrating, and my mother was celebrating. My mother was especially interested in the war being over because everything had been rationed, especially sugar. And then, all of a sudden, my dad put his hand on my shoulder, and he said, "It's enough celebration, it's time to go home." And we drove home. And in Wild Rose at that time, there was a huge sign on the front of the village hall listing every young man who was off to war. And there were several with gold stars in front of their names, which meant they weren't coming back. And that evening when we were celebrating, there were people not only cheering, but there are a lot of people crying. It was a tough time.